With this KLAM Sports Update for this Tuesday, July 1st, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Verstag. Well, coming up tonight here on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com, we are going to send our Floyd Valley Healthcare Plymouth County Game of the Week schedule off with a bang. Number 3-ranked West Lyon heads to Bob Tucker Field in Akron to take on number 10-ranked Akron Westfield in the sport of softball. A combined record of 40-3 for these two softball teams on the year. West Lyon 23-1. Akron Westfield 17-2. Can't wait for it. We'll have all the action for you starting around 7:15. First pitch at 7:30. Catch the Floyd Valley Healthcare Plymouth County Game of the Week. A top 10 softball battle between West Lyon and Akron Westfield, only here on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com. Another busy night of softball and baseball around the area. Let's get you the rundown, taking a look at our KLAM sports scores and results page. We'll start in softball in the Missouri for Activities Conference, where Lamar's Community was able to score identical 10-0 four-inning run rule victories over Sioux City West at home last night. In game number one, it was Brent Alaris going 1-for-2 with a double with two RBIs. Maddie Washburn went 2-for-3 with two RBIs, and Natalie Vanderloo was an extra base hitting machine, 3-for-4, two doubles, and an RBI. And Kylie Hoffman, she was shut down in the circle, allowing three hits, no runs, and striking out four batters in those four innings. In the second of the 10-0 four-inning victories, Natalie Vanderloo went 2-for-2 with a double, two RBIs. She had five hits in the doubleheader, three of them for extra bases. Kinley Schmidt went 1-for-2 with two RBIs, and Kylie Hoffman went 2-for-3 with a double. She drove in two runs as well. While Brent Alaris was just as shut down as Kylie Hoffman in the circle, three hits, no runs. She struck out seven in four innings. To the Warrigal Conference in softball, where we had coverage of Remsen St. Mary's and Galen Catholic, and the Hawks wanted to speed run the Jays, defeating Galen Catholic by a score of 10-0 in four innings behind some outstanding hitting. Mia Matkin went 2-for-2 with a double, four RBIs in the contest. Brielle Shorg, 1-for-2 with a double, three RBIs. Grace Gallus went 2-for-2 with two RBIs, while Hallie Bunkers allowed three hits in four innings and struck out two batters while pitching the shutout. Galen Catholic's top hitter was Ayla Schmidt. She went 2-for-2 in the loss. Remsen St. Mary's head coach Erica Bates says after a slow first inning, the Hawks just figured out Galen Catholic pitching to score five runs in the second and four more runs in the third.
I think it was just being able to see her for a second time, understanding what she's been throwing, looking at other at-bats, and so then we were able to adjust to those pitches and get really good solid hits.
Yeah, there were a lot of solid hits for the Hawks as they pick up their 11th win of the season. Also in Warrigal Conference softball, number 10-ranked Akron Westfield won a bit of a higher-scoring contest over West Sioux by a score of 10-7. Caberly Fairbanks went 1-for-3 with a double, three RBIs. Briley Johnson 2-for-3, two doubles, and two RBIs in the victory as well. Elsewhere in the Warrigal Conference in softball, Trinity Christian swept Harris Lake Park in a doubleheader, 12-1 in four innings and 19-2 in four innings. And Hartley Melvin Sanborn took the first game over South O'Brien 14-7, while the Wolverines clawed back and beat the Hawks in game two 11-4. In the Western Valley Conference in softball, Kingsley Pearson picked up a nice bounce back win over River Valley by a score of 11-8. It was Caitlin Seglum, extra base hitting machine here as well, 2-for-3, a double. Homer, she drove in three runs in the victory. Julia Howe continues to be that consistent bat for the Panthers, 3-for-4 with a double and two RBIs. Blakely Goodwin went 2-for-2. She doubled and tripled, drove in two runs, and Brooklyn Buehler went 2-for-5 with a double and two RBIs. Elsewhere in the Western Valley Conference in softball, Westwood took down Lawton Brunson 5-2, while number 10-ranked Missouri Valley beat Westwood 11-3 in five innings. West Monona downed AHSTW 5-1, and Ridgeview beat Storm Lake St. Mary's 13-4. To baseball yesterday in the Missouri for Activities Conference, Lamar's Community battled number 10-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton and gave the Warriors all they could handle, but ended up giving up the lead late in the top of the seventh inning to fall to the Warriors by a final score of 3-2. Gavin Clary was phenomenal. He was perfect the first time through the Warrior order, gave up a walk, still faced the minimum and allowed no hits through five innings, but in the end he goes six innings, allowing four hits, three runs, three strikeouts. He also went 2-for-3 with a run scored at the plate. Cy Bixman went 1-for-3 with an RBI, and Brett McInnes had an RBI as well. The Bulldogs jumped out to the first lead of the game with a 2-0 advantage in the bottom of the fourth inning, and that came from what head coach Trent Eckstein says was great communication in preparation for the second time through the order.
It was nice to see everybody kind of talk to him, dugout, like, hey, you know, what are you seeing? And they kind of went like, all right, and this is kind of what we need to do. And we just kind of like, yep, that sounded like an idea. And helped out a little bit. But, you know, we executed some plays ourselves. You know, we executed a bunt that we needed to get down. Then we executed a squeeze that we needed to get down. And you know, those are things you kind of need to do if you plan on winning ball games.
Unfortunately, the Bulldogs had to play another game last night, and it was a postseason preview in a sub-state quarterfinal that the Bulldogs will be playing in a couple weeks against number 9-ranked MOC Floyd Valley. Got a preview of the Dutch last night, and the Dutchmen picked up a dominant 17-3 victory over the Bulldogs that final in five innings. In the Warrior Conference in baseball, number 1-ranked Remsen St. Mary's scored early and often to defeat Galen Catholic by a score of 10-6. Keaton Harpinaw went 1-for-3 with two RBIs. Colin Holman 1-for-3 with two RBIs. Danen Laux went 2-for-4 with a double and an RBI. And Landon Waldschmidt, not only did he go 2-for-4 with a double and an RBI at the plate, but he threw six innings on the mound, allowing three hits, four runs, and striking out six. The Jays had a really late rally, scoring a number of runs in the seventh inning to try and get something going their way. Easton Spangler went 1-for-3 with two RBIs. Owen Seavers went 1-for-3 with an RBI. But again, the Hawks score the win over the Jays 10-6. In Warrior Conference baseball, this was a resumption of a suspended contest where Akron Westfield defeated West Sioux 11-0 in five innings. In that game that started a couple of weeks ago and finished last night, Jackson Newbrand went three innings, allowed no hits, no runs. He struck out four, and Will Hartman, he goes 3-for-3 in that game alone, two home runs, and he drove in six runs. What a performance. Caleb Johnson 3-for-4 with two RBIs in that game as well. The Westerners then played their regularly scheduled matchup at West Sioux and defeated the Falcons by a score 4-1 in that second game that completed yesterday. Will Hartman, he went 4-for-4 with a double and an RBI. Obviously a portion of game one started a couple of weeks ago, but taking the combined total of both games, Hartman went 7-for-7 with a double, two home runs, and seven RBIs. It's a pretty good day at the office for Will Hartman. In that second game, Hayden Wahlberg went 2-for-4 with an RBI. Tatum Wilkin went three innings on the mound, allowing two hits, no runs, and striking out five batters. It was senior night in Marcus as the MMCRU baseball team celebrated in a big way with a 21-2 win over George Little Rock in four innings. Six different Royals had two runs batted into their stat line. They were Caben Olson, Gage Johnson, Lucas Brown, Josh Peterson, Eli Schlanger, and Michael Peterson. Again, each of them totaling two runs batted in. Xander Tenninger went three innings on the mound, allowing a hit, two runs, and striking out three batters to get the win in the contest. Also in the Wargo Conference yesterday in baseball, Hinton defeated MVAOCOU 14-3 behind Carver DeGroat's great day at the plate, 3-for-5 with four RBIs, and Kyle Leary left the yard going 2-for-3 with a homer. He hit for three runs batted in as well. Max Costello pitched five innings, allowing four hits, three runs, and he struck out eight batters. Also around the Warrior Conference of Baseball, Harris Lake Park defeated Trinity Christian 8-2, while South O'Brien downed Hartley Melvin Sanborn 13-1. All those baseball and softball scores from around the area, they can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, let's take a look now at the High School Baseball Coaches Association rankings that came out yesterday, where we'll start in Class 1A and where, once again, the number one team in the state is Remsen St. Mary's, and that will continue through the remainder of the postseason, with these being the final set of rankings that will be utilized for state seeding now for Class 1A and 2A state tournament action. The Hawks have gone the entire length of the season as the number one team in the state. Now all they got to do is back it up by winning a state title. Sigourney went to number two. Linville Sully's number three with Coon Rapids Bayard four. And North Lynn checks in at number five. In that others receiving votes category, just outside the top 10, but in the top 15, we once again find the MMCRU Royals, who are also a top seed in their district. And if it goes all chalk in the district tournament, MMCRU and Remsen St. Mary's would play for a state tournament berth. So we might be looking forward to that later on in the postseason. Class 2A, Underwood's the number one team of the state, while Pleasantville checks in at 2, Van Meter 3, Unity Christian 4, Mediapolis 5, and West Lyon checks in at number 7, while Spirit Lake is receiving votes. In Class 3A, Wallert Catholic's number 1 with Pella 2, Marion 3, Ballard 4, Bishop Heelan's number 5, MOC Floyd Valley, who the Bulldogs will play again in the postseason, they're ranked number 9, Sergeant Bluff Luton is ranked 10th. Over to Class 4A, where Pleasant Valley is the number 1 team of the state, Sioux City East is up to number 2. Waukee Northwest, they check in at number 3, Iowa City Liberty is 4, and Johnston is ranked number 5. Sioux City North is receiving votes as well. You can check out those rankings in their entirety on our website at KLAM1410.com. Well, we've got a lot of games on the sports schedule today. Let's run them down for you. In softball, in the Missouri for Activities Conference, Lamar's Community's quest for an MRAC title. It gets pretty tough again. They are at Sergeant Bluff Luton. If the Bulldogs want to win a conference title, they're going to need to beat the Warriors in this tough doubleheader. Sioux City East is at Sioux City West. Bishop Heelan's at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. And Sioux City North heads to Blufftown as well to take on Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. In Warrigal Conference softball, Remsen St. Mary's at Galen Catholic to resume a suspended contest that has now been rescheduled twice. West Lyons at Akron Westfield in the top 10 battle that you can hear right here on KLEM as part of our Floyd Valley Healthcare Plymouth County Game of the Week. Hinton is at Spirit Lake, also in Wargo Conference softball. We go now to baseball, the Missouri for Activities Conference. Lamar's is at Sergeant Bluff Luton for that doubleheader, and they will play their second and third games in 2 days with the Warriors. Sioux City East is at Sioux City West. Bishop Heelan's at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. Sioux City North is at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. In the Wargo Conference in baseball, it's Remsen St. Mary's at Galen Catholic, again resuming a suspended contest there. Akron Westfield is at Lawton Bronson in baseball. Hinton picked up this contest late, but they are at Woodbine today, and MMCRU hosts Sioux Central. Finally, in the Western Valley Conference, Newell Fonda is at Kingsley Pearson. There are also a smattering of other non-conference matchups for our area leagues that we will make sure we put those scores for you up on our website later on tonight. Well, once again, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news at KLEM Sports. And again, tune into the Floyd Valley Healthcare Plymouth County Game of the Week in the sport of softball. It is number 10-ranked Akron Westfield against number 3-ranked West Lyon. Going to be a good one in Akron. You can catch it all right here on KLEM starting around 7:15. Well, this has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.